We recruited students from the Final Four schools to say why their schools are the absolute best. If you missed it, we had Arizona and Michigan earlier. And up next, Mary from Illinois.
Who's better to pump you up and talk a little trash?
It's crazy down here. I'm not going to lie. Like, all of the whole campus is just completely packed. We have our, like, major statue alma mater. It gets stormed every time we win a game. It's crazy. The cops have to, like, blockade all the roads and everything. We have our newspaper, the Daily Illini, and they printed out a bunch of them when we found out that we were going to the Final Four, and they were handing them out. And, like, everyone was, like, trying to take mine. Like, I was joking with my roommate. I was like, dude, like, I think I could trust people, like, not taking my laptop more than not taking this piece of paper because it says Final Four on it.
It's like the We Landed on the Moon or when JFK got assassinated, right? Everybody needs a copy of that for their folder.
And so what's, like, the plan for the weekend? Is there, like, a big meeting spot? Is everyone on their own?
U of I, our, like, student section is called Orange Crush. They sold, like, 700 tickets to actually go to the game in Indianapolis. So a bunch of my friends are going to the Final Four, and if we make it to the national championship, the tickets automatically transfer so we can go as well.
Wow. It's like going to Woodstock.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden people like on the side of the road, you just stick a thumb out, somebody picks you up, Anna, strangers coming together, you know, people fall in love on these trips, anything.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. Other than that, like some of the bars on campus are like charging $100 to get in and to be able to watch the game and have a guaranteed spot.
What?
Which is... It's time to cash in. Dude, like, I heard that, and I was like, the ticket to go to the game was $40. The ticket to go into one of the bars to watch it is $109, which I believe is the cost of one of the jerseys. So we're all so hyped on campus. The school spirit's always super high at Illinois. I mean, we haven't been in the Final Four in, like, 21 years, so, like, it's just through the roof right now.
All right, well, congratulations, good luck, and we can't wait to see what happens.
Thank you so much, ILL.
And here's Anthony checking in from the UConn campus.
Are you ready for this weekend or what?
I cannot tell you how ready I am to watch the Huskies win.
Anthony is a sophomore at UConn. All right, tell us more what the vibe's like on campus.
Our lampposts are already coming down, is all I'm going to say. After a couple of incidents in the past couple of years, even the school knows we're going to win. They want to stop, you know, some stuff from happening on campus, but we're going to win. So they know it's going to happen. That's why they're doing it.
What is it? Three Final Four appearances, two as national champs in the last 4 years right now. In Philadelphia, when the teams go really far, they grease the light poles so people can't climb them. You're telling me on the UConn campus right now, Anthony, they're just removing your ability to have light.
They are just taking them down. I mean, they do them in sections, but we've already lost about a quarter of our lampposts. It's very dark here at night, but it'll be a bright day when we take home the championship.
What a weird world. What a weird world.
Anthony, when you were getting ready to go to UConn, were you already a basketball fan, or did everything get turned up once you hit campus?
So my physics teacher back in high school was a huge Huskies fan. I mean, he's a Husky alum. Mm-hmm. His wife, they met at UConn, and he got me into UConn basketball. I mean, we watched the women take it home. And he was just buzzing with excitement. Obviously, I come to this campus. I get to watch Alex Caravan, the legend. I get to watch Braylon Mullins against Duke, put it away. I get to watch Gino Auriemma. I get to watch the greatest people in college basketball play under the school that I go to. It's a great feeling.
If they win, first thing you're going to do, since you can't take down a light pole?
Buy as much merch as possible. For the next month and a half, I'll be wearing UConn National Championships merchandise. All right. Doesn't matter where I'm going, doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'll be there in my merch.
All right, well, Anthony, we're cheering you on. We can't wait to see what happens this weekend. I'm not going to lie. If UConn loses, I'm going to win a bracket. If UConn wins, I'm going to win a bracket. So either way, it's good. It's all
You're winning. Exactly. Thank you so much.